Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from our friends at the Tawas Masonic Lodge, Doug Tosca. How are you, Doug?
Doing well.
Hey, you know, we had the news story recently about the big move in Irisa purchasing your building there from the Tawas Masonic Lodge, and we kind of wanted to fill in the blank spots there on this.
Absolutely, and from the Masonic viewpoint, we are so excited for both the organizations. It couldn't be a better fit for Irisa. You know, I'm not privy to all their plans, but they're going to do some adult education there. Mm. They're going to expand their culinary school. They told us they're going to provide some daycare for some of their students that have children, and it's just a great location for them.
Right.
And timing couldn't be more perfect for the Masonic organization.
Exactly. Now, we were talking before we went on, this isn't the first time you guys have moved. You've got quite a history here in the Tawases with the Masons.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. We started back on January 13th of 1870 in Baldwin, which would have been downtown East Tawas. That lodge was in existence all the way until October 31st of 1974, when it joined the Tawas Lodge number 302. And before that, Tawas Lodge number 302 was initiated in June 29th of 1871. So both of the brotherhoods were around for an awful long time.
Yeah.
They had their individual buildings. And what they did is, I don't know if you remember, at the Tawas Hospital, right exactly where the heliport is now, they had constructed a new building back there.
So you have been moving around a little bit. Now, how long have you been at the present location then?
We've been there since 1979.
Okay.
The building was constructed. It took about 2.5 to 3 years to get the zoning and to build it, and we've enjoyed that building ever since.
Yeah.
Our membership needs have changed over the years, as well as, you know, every organization out there. And so we're just adapting to that, because what we want to do is we want to ensure the Masonic presence in the Tawas area,
right,
you know, and kind of perpetuate that a little bit.
And yeah,
with Irisa wanting our building, we're going to do that. Our new building is going to be right across from Ed Friel's Market.
Okay.
Tawas City. It's 1140 South US 23. We're going to go in and we're going to completely remodel it, so it's going to be a brand new facility for us.
Nice.
We're going to install a new kitchen, so we're still going to provide pasties for the community, and which allows us to continue our scholarship program.
Right.
This last year, the pasties allowed us to provide 10 $500 scholarships,
wow,
to all local kids.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, and with a little smaller building, our expenses are going to be down, and we're hoping to get more involved in the community and,
sure,
and do more projects.
We know the new location. When will we see you at that new location? Any idea?
Well, Irisa is going to take possession on April 15th, and we're probably going to be a month or so behind that.
Okay.
As I say, we have a local contractor that's going to come in and completely remodel the,
right,
the facility, and when he gets done, then we'll move in.
All right. Now, during that intermediate time, you'll still be doing your pasty sales?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that will not change whatsoever. We have a great following, and we appreciate everybody,
yeah,
that comes out.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of fill in the blanks there to make sure people knew that the Masons were not going anywhere. You guys will be serving the community as you have been for about 140 years.
Absolutely. You know, back to the charity work a little,
yes,
bit. I know that you know, but I don't know if your listeners know that the Shriners organization, mm-hmm, are Masons. You cannot be a Shriner unless you are a Mason. You know, that's a national program,
right,
that is pretty well explained, but we do a huge amount of local charity work. We were one of the very first founders of Crime Stoppers, mm-hmm, for Iasco County. We did benefit dinners for them. We provided one of the first defibrillator units to the East Tawas Fire Department years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of my favorite things I like to do, we're going to do one this year, is we're going to do a teddy bear for the kids.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll raise the money and we'll provide teddy bears to the hospital so that everybody every child that goes in there has a little piece of comfort. That's kind of a neat project.
Yeah, well, I've worked with you on a couple of projects, including Crime Stoppers. I did the polar bear swim for 5 years to help you guys raise money.
Absolutely did.
And also, right after 9/11, in conjunction with the Masons, we put on a big spaghetti dinner to raise money for the American Red Cross.
Yes, we did.
So we know what you guys can do for the community, and we're glad you're sticking around.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a lot of younger members, and we're an aged organization, and the guys that were around 20 years ago loved to cook in the kitchen, and that was, you know, their forte. Well, everybody works now.
Yeah.
We have a younger group, and we're just going to put our efforts into other fundraising efforts. We're still going to have barbecues. We're going to put in a nice barbecue pit outside. We have a smoker. I don't know if you probably remember, we've smoked,
sure,
pork butts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and sold those on holidays.
Well, you know what? We'll look forward to talking to you in the future about the great events at the new location for the Tawas Masonic Lodge there and the US 23 at the south end of Tawas. Doug Tosca, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And if anybody has any questions or suggestions, they can call the lodge at 989-362-6311. And if you want to be a member, all you have to do is ask.
Sounds good. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Kevin.